Hello and welcome to our program business call. This is called Repackaging Your Genius as Teleseminars. And this is an important topic, I think. It's something that is pretty much the bread and butter of my business these days. It didn't used to be. It used to be my main source of income was one-on-one consultations with people and in doing, you know, various treatments on people. I hesitated to use the word treatment, which is why there was that pause, but definitely modalities is the word I want to use. Modalities, I would do ultrasound things in conjunction with chiropractic adjustments and acupuncture and the nutrition consultation one-on-one. And over the last 5 years, my business has evolved and I decided that I wanted to reach more people and that I wanted to be paid better for my services than I was because there was a limit to how much people were willing to pay me for the one-on-one time. And I decided that I was going to do something different. So I started to look online and I started to see people doing teleseminars. There weren't quite as many back about 5 years ago as there are now in the health arena anyway. And I thought, wow, that's a great way to get things across. I have so much that I share with people one-on-one when I'm in a consultation with them. Things that I share with them concerning various educational pieces, like all about fats and about proteins and which protein powders to choose or how to do an elimination diet or things about gluten. What I found myself doing was over and over again saying the same things as people came and I sat with them and I thought, wow, I'm getting kind of tired of saying this stuff over and over again, the same stuff. And they're paying me for my one-on-one time for something that I can package and do with a larger group of people at the same time. So it means that I can reach more people in an affordable way, get the information across, and then when I do couple that with one-on-one consultations, they are able to get what they need in less time, which either means it costs them less, or I'd finally get paid what I'm worth. So basically, they're really great things to do. So I know that it's a mystery. It was a mystery to me, too. Somebody said to me, do a teleseminar. I'm like, where do I start? So I started by Googling this and Googling that and talking to people and gathering information and learning things the hard way, like how do you really do this? Eventually, I came to take a couple of courses that I really thought were useful on how to do teleseminars and how to create, not just how to physically do the teleseminar, the actual structure of doing it, which just seems a mystery maybe to you right now, but actually, how do you package things? How do I take what's in my head, my genius, if you will, my special talents, the special message that I want to get across, how do I take that and then package it in such a way that it's exciting to people, that it's understandable, and that people will pay me to come to? So that's the kind of stuff we're going to talk about, and I want to leave plenty of time for questions as well. So why teleseminars? I talked about that already a little bit, is that you've got all this knowledge in your head and you're sharing it with people. And why not share it with more people? Why not share it with the world? Why not get exposure to a wider audience and also get paid for your stuff over and over again? You know, what I like is you can do it once, you can record it, and then you can get paid over and over again. Now, that sounded really appealing to me. What I discovered, though, was given that I was such a perfectionist, is that I would do something once and then I would, well, let me go back and tweak it and then I'd do it again and again. Truth of the matter is, I just love doing what I'm doing right now, right? I like this better than sending you a link and saying, here, do this, because then I get to interact. So it just depends on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. But doing teleseminars helps you to basically leverage your time, right? Because you're not sitting there one-on-one telling every person that walks through the door about omega-3 fats and how important they are and how, you know, lack of omega-3 fats contributes to, and there's stuff that you say over and over again. So what I would highly recommend that you do is that you take notes while you're going through this presentation. And if you've had an opportunity to print the slides, that's fine. You can take it on the slides. There's a link to the slides at the very bottom of the chat. And if you haven't had a chance to do that, no big deal. Just get out a notepad and start to take notes. So think about what you tell people over and over and over again, whether that's to family members and friends or whether that's to paid clients. What are the things that you just keep saying over and over again? Well, here's about how to make a green smoothie, and here's why you need to eat sea vegetables, and here's Think about what those things are and jot those down as thoughts come to your head. If your goal is like mine to reach more people, to actually make a dent in the millions of people in this world who are feeding themselves with junk and putting themselves in toxic environments and really wondering why they're sick and why they're also feeding the healthcare system with a ton of money for things that could be solved at home. So I want to reach more people. My goal is to reach, you know, several million people in my lifetime. Okay, so I have a ways to go with that. You can come up with that. You can come up with a goal of I want to reach, you know, 200 people in the next 6 months, or I want to reach 3,000 people in the next few years. Okay, when I started out, it was me just graduated, and I was sitting in a room and going, okay, I am not going to go work for somebody else. I'm doing this myself, by George. And I went out and got, you know, used equipment, and I rented a space, and I just started seeing people. But it was limited. I could see one person at a time. And I generally spent an hour with each person because that's what I felt I needed to spend. And I was educating them, and I was teaching them all sorts of stuff. But as I did it, like I said, I was like, wow, I'm not reaching as many people as I would like to. So I started doing little group things. So I just, you know, invite a bunch of people into my living room and talk to 20 people at the same time and teach them stuff. And you can do that. So whatever I say related to leveraging your time and all applies to live in-person things as well as teleseminars. But the beauty of teleseminars is they're much easier to coordinate than a live event. Even if it's just in your living room, you still have to clean the living room and put out the chairs and, you know, make sure you get dressed. And with the teleseminars, you're behind closed doors and you can be in your pajamas and, you know, in your bathing suit, and you don't have to get up and get dressed, and you don't have to clean your house, and you don't have to rent a room. And there's a lot of really good advantages to teaching people things in a teleseminar format. And personally, I like doing both. I like teaching people in live settings as well as teaching them in teleseminars. So my business has now evolved to doing a combination of both. But the other advantage of packaging your genius, what is that special something that you want to be presenting to people? And, you know, maybe you don't have anything now, but we talked about that at the very beginning of the program, right? And I think it was the first or second business module. We said, pick a niche. It doesn't mean you just see people in that niche. But when you do and you start to do teleseminars, you get known in that niche. You know, I just started to say a few years ago, well, I'm a women's fatigue expert, and that's what I do. And suddenly that's what people, oh, you've got to listen to her teleseminar. She specializes in women's fatigue. And people will pass it on as opposed to, oh, she's a health coach. There are a lot of health coaches. So distinguishing yourself in your niche and then presenting information in a way that people want to hear it. People want to hear what you have, and you get to get known in your niche. And you get to generate extra cash because, like I said, if you're going to tell this thing to one person, there's a limit to how much you could get paid for doing that. If you're telling it to a lot of people, then even if each person pays you $10 to tell them something for an hour, if you were to get 30 people, that's probably more than you were getting for that hour of your time working, teaching it to one. And if you get 200 people to pay you $10 or $100, then you've generated a lot of money. And I'm just going to share something with you that recently happened. You know, I've been doing programs for a long time. Well, I recently announced a program called CAFE, Correcting Adrenal Fatigue and Exhaustion. And I put it out there, and it was a, you know, short distance between when it was starting. It took us longer than we thought to get it together. We put it out there. We sent out an email on a Monday that said, we're having a call on Thursday. Come join us. And that was a free call. We did not charge for that call. We got a bunch of people coming to that call. We also had a bunch of people sign up for the call that couldn't come to the call. But we had their email addresses, and we spoke to them. We sent emails to them. So Monday was when we sent out the email that said, we're having this thing on Thursday. Thursday, at the end of that call, I gave them some great information about adrenal fatigue, and then I invited them to come play with me. I said, well, we're doing a five-part call, a five-week program, a 30-day program, whatever it is, and this is what it is. And I decided I was going to offer, just for 3 days, an early bird enrollment of $97. And I thought, well, at the end of the 3 days, then we're going to raise it and we'll see how many people we get. From the time of Thursday night, there were those people that were on the call, and then I sent the first email out to say this was happening on Friday afternoon. By Sunday night, when the price changed, we had 209 people, okay? 209 people. So if you could do this, that was $22,000 in 3 days. From the time I first announced it till the time I made $22,000 was 6 days. 6 days. That was announcing the first call. And this is not something I'm, you know, particularly like a genius at doing. People are doing this all the time. You can do it too. You just have to learn how. Okay? So this is a really great way. And I love talking to people one-on-one. I like seeing people one-on-one too. I love when, you know, they're in my space and I can put my hands on them and do acupuncture and you know, adjust them. But on the other hand, I wasn't making a lot of money that way because I was spending so much time with each person. And then I was spending so much time researching. And then I had family, and then I had the office to maintain, and I had to keep it clean. I never made as much money as I made in my old job that I left until I figured out how to leverage it and do teleseminars and group programs. So I just want to let you know, this is a great way. Great way. Now, the other thing you can do with it is you end up creating materials. So when you're doing this, right, you create materials that you can use over and over again, and you can repurpose those materials. You can pull little snippets of a recording that you did and put it on a blog and generate traffic to your blog, or you can put it up on iTunes as a podcast, or if you do a webinar like this one where there are actual slides and it's a video, you can actually put it on YouTube or snippets of it on YouTube and get yourself known. When you actually start leveraging the power of things like that, you start to build more traffic, people start to know about you, and you build it up. So answer in the box here, how many of you would like to be able to do teleseminars and generate extra cash for yourself? Still doing your one-on-one if you want, but doing this and generating more cash. Deborah says yes, of course, yes. For you, of course, but some people are maybe a little bit shy about it. But the beauty of teleseminars and webinars is that you don't have to stand up in front of those people. I mean, you know, stage fright is really severe for a lot of people. It's not for me, fortunately. But for a lot of people, it is. And this allows you to not be seen, but just be heard, and to really get your genius out there and without feeling self-conscious. And Leslie says, well, if I feel prepared. Yeah, of course. You have to feel prepared. You have to know your stuff. And you have to prepare it in advance. So, and you get to the point where you know it so well that preparation time is much, much less. But yeah. So I am going to share with you, Ghislaine asks, do you want to know how to share those slides on the screen? How do I do that? What technology? And we're going to get to that. I'm going to share with you some resources and how we actually do this. Okay. So let's go through teleseminars and webinars step by step. First, let's start with some definitions, okay? Definitions. One, teleseminar is a broadly used term, usually refers to doing something where it's a seminar that you're doing over the phone. People call in on the phone, you're on the phone, you're speaking one to many, and you're presenting your information. Now, teleseminars have broadened to include also things that include slides, etc. So we kind of loosely use the term teleseminars for what we do, but really a lot of them are webinars. And webinars are when you actually can see things or when you can attend over the web. So I'll give you an example. A lot of art stuff that we do for the general public is done via a service called Instant Teleseminar, instantteleseminar.com. When I first joined Instant Teleseminar, it was a telephone. You do it on the telephone. Or that telephone, me on the telephone, I had to call in on the telephone, could be broadcast to everyone that clicks on a specific link to listen. But it was listen only when I first started using Instant Teleseminar. And then they expanded to allow me to upload a PDF slide presentation. So I could create a slide presentation with, say, PowerPoint, and I don't know what the Mac version of PowerPoint is, but some people use that, and I could actually save that as a PDF, upload it to Instant Teleseminar, and then I can show people that on there. And then Instant Teleseminar is a little bit limited. When we talk about the different services, I'll do a compare and contrast, but in that you can't have interaction back and forth. There's no chat facility where you can type in the question, I can see it, and I can answer you via chat, or I can have other people see the chat like we're doing here. So, but teleseminar is usually referred to just the audio. And webinars refer to when it's done online, not just on a telephone, and also with the video, where this is actually considered a video, because when I save the copy of this presentation, it's going to be a video, an MP4 video that I can share with you on the web. So there's a difference between doing free teleseminars and paid teleseminars, and they work well together. When I first did my first teleseminar, it was free. I did a teleseminar, and I just put out information. There was no anything I was selling on that. There was no continuation. It was just, hey, come to a seminar and learn how to make really healthy foods really quickly. And people came, and they loved it, right? And I gave them a recording of it afterwards. Another time I did a seminar, and I said, come to it for free, and if you want to get the recording afterwards, you could pay for it. And I charged for it. So that's one way to do it. But why would you want to do it free? There's a number of reasons why you would want to do it free, especially where you are right now if you're just starting out. It's great practice before you charge people for it. You get to practice your material until you feel really confident with charging for it. And then you can charge for it. Okay? People still expect a high quality when it's free. But it's not as critical that you have covered all your bases and got everything in there and make sure you give them their money's worth. The other way is to showcase your expertise. And you may start by learning how to do a teleseminar. By the end of tonight, you'll at least know how to sign up for a free service that you can start doing with. But you can send an email. You can set it up. You can send an email to just all your friends, all your relatives, and ask them to send it to their friends and relatives. Say, hey, my friend Mary is doing an online presentation, a webinar or teleseminar about how to use nutrition to change your brain chemistry. Oh, wow. Who doesn't want to know that? So you send it to everybody you know, your friends, your relatives, your family members, coworkers, whoever you know, old schoolmates. And then you ask them to pass it on. If you already have a blog, which I recommended you do a couple of times ago, if you already have a blog, then you also put a link for that on your blog. You want to get as many people out there so people get to know you. Before you start doing it, one of the things to have in place would be a lead capture system. And we talked about that a couple of seminars ago, where you use a service that collects the names and puts them in a database for you so you can write to them. I use something called Infusionsoft for that, but you don't have to use Infusionsoft. Infusionsoft is quite pricey, and we worked up to Infusionsoft. When I first started out, I used Constant Contact is what I used. Okay, it was easy to get started with. It was $10 for a database of up to like 1,000 people in your database, and after that, the price went up. There are others like that. There's something called MailChimp. MailChimp. And MailChimp is free up to a certain number of people. There's another one called iContact, which is very inexpensive, like about $10 a month to start. There's one called AWeber, a little bit more expensive, but they give you a larger base. So they all end up costing the same in the long run. Like AWeber is, I think, $20 a month if you sign up for a year. And they'll keep track of your stuff. And what they do is they give you code that you can put on your blog or on your website to capture people's names. And if you've noticed, if you've watched How I Do Things, I say, hey, I'm having a free teleseminar on Thursday. Sign up here. You click, you go there, you put your name and email address in there, and then they collect it. There's all kinds of ways to make this easy. You don't have to be a web programmer to do it. There are things that you can do right within WordPress. I think that if you can get somebody to set up a WordPress blog for you or set it up yourself, you get a website, you get a WordPress blog. The website costs about $6 a month. WordPress is free. You could get somebody, if you go to someplace called odesk.com or elance.com, and you just put a note out there. It's basically a database, a pool of people who will do work for relatively inexpensively. And you say, I need someone who can install a WordPress database for me. And you work with that person. Usually you can get it done for $50, $50 to $100 at the most, sometimes less. If you have a high school child or cousin or niece or nephew or somebody who is really computer savvy, it's very, very easy to get that done. Very, very easy. Once you get that done, you can either use facilities within that or you can install a theme that does cost. It's a one-time charge of $99, but there's templates in there. And the templates in there help you to be able to create what's called an opt-in page. And that's how you get people to opt into your free teleseminar. You have them go there, and opt-in means they're basically giving you the permission to mail them. They're asking you. They're giving you their name and email address. And you have to have a service that collects their names, and I mentioned a few. I'll put up a resource page with lists of the hosts to host your list. I'll put up a list of the services that you can use that are either free or paid, low price, entry level for collecting, and I'll put up a list of the various places where you can find somebody to install a WordPress blog. Instead of having to pay a web programmer or webmaster every time you want to create a new web page to collect people's names, you can use this particular theme, and then you create one the first time. You use their theme, you pretty it up, or you can even have someone do it for you if you have certain fonts and you want to make it look pretty. You can have them do it, and then you can do something called clone it every single time. Okay? So it's really, really easy to do. And we'll put a little flowchart on your page for how to do this, because I know it's a lot I'm showing you. But basically, free teleseminars are a way for you to reach a lot of people, showcase your expertise, get practice before you start charging people, grow your following, especially if you just send it out to everybody you know and you ask them to send it to you. And if you use some of the techniques that we talked about in the building your list online a few months ago, we talked about blogs and YouTube and all that. It happens. It's kind of organic. At first, it's not that many. First time I had a teleseminar, I think 65 people signed up for it, which I thought was a huge amount of people. Not everybody showed up. It was only about 30 that showed up. But it was wow, this is so cool, right? But as my list grew and as I got a reputation for doing these kinds of things, I grew. Now, you're going to be shocked at how many people signed up last week when we did this launch for Cafe. I made the announcement on Monday for a thing that happened on Thursday. We have like 1,200 people who've signed up for it, right? That's what happens when you grow your following and grow your list. It happens slowly, and then it just starts to snowball after a while. But the other thing that's really great about doing free teleseminars is building a library of content. And as you grow and as you create programs that you offer people, whether they're group coaching programs or whether they're seminar series, you have a library of content that some of that stuff you could use as bonuses. Some of it you can use as like loss leaders to get people interested. Some of it you can use to repurpose and create like blog posts out of. You can do something like what I'm doing right now, which is more of a webinar. You can get the recording, send it to a transcriptionist, have that transcriptionist transcribe it, and then you can take that content and break it up into blog posts, and you might be able to make 4 to 6 blog posts, maybe more, out of one 1-hour presentation, right? So it's an amazing thing for you to do and an amazing way for you to grow your business. And then, of course, if you're doing your private consultations as well, this is a way that you get people in the door, right? You just start doing this with just people you know. It's hard to get all the people you know to just come and pay you money to do a one-on-one consultation, but it's pretty darn easy to get them to come to a free teleseminar if you're offering really great content. Okay, so these are great tools. So now you've done a free teleseminar. So let me just go through this, recap the steps that you do for a free teleseminar. You would figure out what you want to say. What is something that you talk about a lot that you feel confident talking about? Maybe it's a talk on fatty acids and how the bad fats people are eating are hurting them and how, you know, everybody's being told to go low fat, but they're really missing the point. It has to do with the quality of fats. And maybe you do like a half an hour, 45-minute presentation on that, and then you open it up for Q&A. It's easy enough to come up with something to say for a half an hour. believe me, I have a hard time keeping it to a half an hour when I do my radio shows, which are limited to a half an hour. So you pick a topic that you're really good at or that you like to talk about, you research it, you create slides. I use PowerPoint. And whether I'm going to be teaching something like this where you see my slides or whether I'm just doing it by audio, I like to create the slides because the slides become my outline. And if I didn't have the technology where you could see my slides, or if that was broken for some reason, I'd have the slides and then I can give you copies of the slides, which I do anyway. And you can give somebody an audio and a copy of the slides, and it's just as good as showing it on the screen. Now, what I'm doing with showing it on the screen, a lot of moving parts, there's a lot more room for error, except if you use Instant Teleseminar. And we'll get to that in a bit, and I'll share with you some of the pricing and the various things in there. So basically, for free, you're going to decide on your topic, you're going to decide on your date, you're going to create what's called an opt-in for it. If you don't want to collect people's names, you just want to do it for practice, then you just find a teleseminar service, you get a date and a time, and then you send people an email. Everybody that you know. You talk to them on the phone. You get people. You give them the information. But if you really want to do it right, you want to be able to collect their names, because the more people they refer to you, like say, you know, your friend Sally sends 5 people there, but you've never collected their names. You don't have the opportunity to go back to those 5 people again when you're doing it the next time or when you're ready to offer something for a fee. So it's really, really important to collect their names. I'll give you some resources for you to get started and start researching how to get that set up. I gave you information a few months ago on how to get your blog set up, some services that you could use to get a website set up. Go for it. Okay, just do it. It's a very small fee, and there's a lot of free teleseminar services. So if you're paying, say, $20 a month between the website hosting and the email service, $20 a month, all you have to do is offer or get one paid client from that and you've more than paid for it, or you offer one teleseminar series. Even if you offered it for $10 and got 10 people, you will definitely get 10 people if you offer anything for $10, then you've paid for it. So it's really, really worthwhile. These days I pay a lot of money in the services because I've built it up and I get sophisticated with my technology. But I can afford to do that because 200 people just signed up for my program in 3 days. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's not what always happens, so I'm hoping that this is a new trend. But I also think it was because of the pricing. It was a really good price. And I think it was because I hit a topic that a lot of people in my following were really, really hit on, like adrenal fatigue. Yeah. So there's a lot of that in the news. A lot of people know what that is, and people went for it. But you will get to that point. You absolutely will get to that point. You just have to follow along and be willing to do a little work at the beginning to get this going. So that's the thing for your freebies. With your freebies, the cool part about it is, once you've got that saved, you can still use it as a lead generator. You can still send to people the copy of it, and you can still tell people and write about it on a blog or do all the things I told you about before, is find other people's blogs to write articles on and then say, oh, well, for more information about this, download my free teleseminar on how to go gluten-free in 20 days or less with no heartache, whatever you're going to talk about. And believe me, you have the genius in you to talk about so many things, and it's building up the confidence. And let me say one more aside before I talk about the cycle for paid teleseminars. I have a radio show that I do every week, Blog Talk Radio. You can go for free and set up your own radio show. Or, if that feels too intimidating, contact me with a plan that, hey, I'd like you to interview me about this topic. Give me 3 to 5 questions that I can ask you. Remember, it's only a half an hour long. And have a website that they go to. Ideally, you have something free you can give them away, because at the end of the talk, you could say, well, if you are interested in more information about omega-3s and ADD, contact Leslie, go to Leslie's and download her free recipe book. Or she has a free recipe. That's all you have to do, give them. It doesn't have to be a huge book. And go to her site. Or you could just say, for more information about Leslie, go to www.leslie.com. Okay, I am offering that to you guys. If you come up with a good idea for something you want to talk about, and 3 to 5 questions, this will be good practice for you, okay? As long as you're providing good information, and you and I will talk, and we'll make sure that you feel confident enough to do it. But it's a good practice for you, right? And when you do that, we'll send you a recording of the interview. And you could put that up on your site for free. Hey, download for free my interview with Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo about ADD and fatty acids. Okay, so there's a lot of ways. Yvette asked earlier, how do you get that first paid client to walk in the door? I'm telling you here, right? These are ways to get those first paid clients, because when they hear you speak and they know your expertise, they're going to want to work with you. But if it's just you contacting people and say, hey, I'm a nutrition coach, and you know, why don't you come see me? I can help you with that problem. They don't know you yet, right? Unless they're your mother or your sister or whatever. They don't know you yet. This is a way for them to get to know you without having to pay any money, and they get comfortable with it. People are on our list for a long time if they jump in and spend money for a program. Sometimes they just jump right in and spend money for a high-end program, but that's more rare. It's more rare. It's a way for you to showcase yourself. Once you feel comfortable doing these freebies, and maybe you do the freebies for 6 months, but get in the habit, learn how to do a free teleseminar, and just start doing them, even if only one person comes. And always invite some of your best friends, just in case nobody comes. And when they come, at least there's somebody on the line that you can talk to. And get them to ask a question if you open it up for question and answer. I know somebody, actually one of my mentors, who has taught me a tremendous amount and who has a multi-million dollar business now. He tells a story about how his first teleseminar, he had 3 people. And one of them was somebody that he had planted. 3 people, okay? But he did it. He did it anyway. He kept doing it. And now he does teleseminars. He teaches a course in how to do teleseminars. It's a really great course. And it's, I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's Bill Barron. And I'll put the name of that teleseminar course. And then the other one I did was with Lisa Sasevich. And he had 3 people in the room. Lisa's first, actually, she talks about her first actual live seminar, where she had 6 people in the room. And it was in her house or somebody else's house where they were like squished in. And now she does them for 500 people. And this is only a few years later. Seriously. We're talking, when Bill had 3 people in the room, it was probably 6 years ago. When Lisa had 6 people in a room, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago as well. And now they're packing it, and both of them are making multi-millions. Okay? I'm not promising you that you're going to be making multi-millions like next year. I'm still trying to get that to happen. It's not yet. But I am making a living, and I am supporting my family doing this. And you can too. Absolutely can too. So just do it is the phrase that Nike uses. Just do it. I'm going to give you the steps that you need to just do it. It's not going to be all the fine points like Lisa and Bill teach, all the going into detail and what the exact content of the emails would be. I can't give you that, because I'd have to create a course like that, and it would take me many hours to put all that together, many, many hours, and I'd have to charge a bunch of money for it. Maybe someday I will. Maybe one just specifically geared towards health practitioners, nutrition practitioners, and how to take your genius and turn it into a program. But they have their programs to teach you how to do the teleseminars. I didn't do their teleseminar programs until I'd done probably several dozen of them. I just jumped in. It's really worthwhile. And if you're still scared, you can come on my radio show and do it, you know, with me holding your hand, so you see how that feels. I've hosted a number of people that I know that are in coaching programs with me on the radio show, because I knew they had good content, but they were a little nervous about getting in front of people. And now both of them have gone on to do telesummits where they interview other people. And that was just like a year ago that I had those people on my show. So you can do this. You can do it. So we'll review the cycle at the end for free and then for paid teleseminars. Paid teleseminars are done when you have a particular result you're trying to achieve. Like for me, with the adrenal fatigue, was to take people through a process of making the diet changes and putting the lifestyle pieces in place and getting to know what herbs and what supplements they could take to support their adrenals. And We have it broken down into five parts, and each part has a theme. So I just basically went step by step. The first step was assessment. The second step was getting the stress pieces under wrap. The third part, I actually talked to them about the overview of how the adrenals work, and then some specific things like, you know, getting sun in your eyes at specific hours, and the eating techniques, and some of the lifestyle pieces that they could put into place. The fourth part was all about food and herbs and supplements. And then the fifth part is going to teach them how to pull that all together, take their adrenal stress index test, and actually turn that into an action plan. So that was how I did it. You can do that with whatever it is that you want to teach. Maybe you want to teach them how to go gluten-free, right? And maybe, okay, think it through. What are the steps for somebody who's just discovered that they have a gluten intolerance? What are the steps you'd take them through, right? Maybe you want to, maybe you like to work with parents of kids with ADD, and you want to look at what are the steps you're going to take them through if you were working with them one-on-one, and then package that into a teleseminar, into a series of things that they can do, okay? Teleseminar series can have a coaching aspect to it where you have Q&A calls and you actually coach people, or it can be just the information. I highly recommend that you include a coaching portion to that because people always have questions and they love to get the coaching, and you can really transform people by doing that. So the cycle, we're starting at the upper right with decide on a topic. That's what I just discussed. So the second part is outline 5 to 7 steps for them to get the result, right? Whatever that result is. Maybe you have a program that's a 5 weeks to dropping a dress size. Or so the result is that they're going to lose enough weight and inches that they drop a whole size. Okay. Maybe what you're doing is a feeling that of, you know, feeling heartburn. Maybe what you're doing is talking to them again about focus and behavior. Whatever it is that you feel comfortable doing. Maybe it's how to transition from the SAD diet to a whole foods, mostly raw diet, right? And you can do that in the stages that you would teach people. There's a lot of possibilities. Highly encourage you, as I'm speaking, if some thoughts come into your head, to jot them down. So outline 5 to 7 steps. Why 5 to 7 steps? Because that's manageable. It's manageable for you and manageable for them. Don't do what I did on my first really long teleseminar series. I decided I was going to teach people all about reading their labs and understanding their different organ systems, and I decided I was going to do this. Did the overview preview call, signed up a bunch of people, and then turned out I had 12 teleseminars. You don't want to do a series of 12 teleseminars. People will lose interest after a while. Do it in a series of 5 to 7. You can always do it in part 1 and part 2 if there's more. So you can, at the end of the first series, say, okay, who wants to continue? Now, if you have the stamina to do a 12-part, do it. But there were some downsides. Got a lot of people in that. We had 100 people do that. But it was a lot of work to create those steps. So I would recommend that you stick to 5 to 7 steps. That's what it's recommended by those people who do this and make a lot of money doing it and get a lot of good results. So once you've decided on your topic and outlined 5 to 7 steps, determine what media you're going to use. Meaning, are you going to do it like I'm doing right now with slides and audio? Or are you going to do just audio where you're talking and they're taking notes and maybe you've given them handouts or slides or something to follow along? I do a coaching program with Bill Barron, and he's just not a tech guy. He just doesn't want to deal with the tech. He has great handouts and checklists, and you get those in advance, and then he just does it on the phone. And he says, okay, now turn to handout such and such, and it's great. Some people do a slide presentation, but they don't show it, and they give you copies of the slides, and you're able to take notes on it. So either way, you decide on the media. I would highly recommend that the first time you do it, that you make it easy on yourself, unless you are a technical genius, because there's a lot of things you're going to be thinking about, you're going to be nervous about, and you just want to have the least number of moving parts. The first time I did one, it was on something about green food, I think. It was on a free teleseminar service, and I'll give you a list of some of the free teleseminar services you can check out. I did it. There wasn't really a hitch. Everything was fine. People heard me. I provided a download link after the fact that the teleseminar service gave me, and it was great. I did it for the sole purpose of presenting information. My first bunch of them were for the sole purpose of presenting information. So just do some freebies first. But when you're doing the paid teleseminars, you want to be really careful that you choose the media. I highly recommend when you get into the scope of doing paid teleseminars that you use a paid service. And there may be better freebie services, and there are some people who do paid stuff with free services. I always feel like if I'm paying for that service, I get some support from them, and I can count on them being there to support me. You can make that decision. If you're not charging much for your teleseminar series and you want to cut down the expenses, then just go with one of the free ones. Want to make sure that you've identified the results that you're going to be getting. Absolutely. And we talked about that just a little while ago. What are those 5 to 7 steps going to get them? What's the result? And then you contract with the teleseminar or webinar service depending on which way you're going to go. You can do some research. I'll give you some resources. You set your dates. And then you plan a marketing strategy. How are you going to fill it? What are you going to do to fill it? Best way to do it is to send emails to everybody you know. Put up a flyer in your health food store or in your yoga studio or a gym. Tell everybody you know about this and give them an easy way to sign up. You can incorporate a free teleseminar in the marketing strategy. So one way to do it is to plan a free teleseminar, which then tells people about your paid teleseminar. Very commonly done. I know you've been on lots of them. You've been on mine. It's a great way to do it. If you're not ready for that level of complexity, then what you're going to have to do is create flyers and send emails to everybody you know, and you need a place where they can pay, right? I left a step out, which is how are you going to get them to pay? Now, it's very easy with things like Google Cart and PayPal to just set it up through them and have people pay through them. As you do this more and more, you may want to be looking for a more sophisticated cart system. Something called One Shopping Cart allows you to keep the names of everybody plus the shopping cart. What I use, which is Infusionsoft, that allows you to do that. And there's another one called Office Autopilot. So I'll give you, and you're going to have to decide what the best ones are for you and do that. But for starters, simple. Keep it simple. You can just use Google. You can use a Google Cart or PayPal. I think Google Cart is a little bit less expensive from the standpoint of percentage. You will always be paying people a percentage when you collect payments online. If you just want to collect checks, it's going to be different. I'll give you an example. When I first started doing classes, I was just doing local classes here in my house, and I would have people sign up for the classes. But it was a nightmare keeping track of who was sending me an email and saying they were going to do it, and we'd have them send a check or show up with a check, and it was really hard to keep track of. It's easier. Once I got, even for the local classes, once I got a system online, I said, oh, if you want to come, just click here, pay for it. We know you're coming, and we know how many people to expect. Makes your life easier. So when you do this online with the teleseminar series, it makes sense to do online payments. You can always say to people, well, you know, if you don't like to do that online, you don't like to use PayPal, you can easily just send me a check, and you can work that out. But that's more of an exception than a rule. Okay, and then you're going to deliver, and you're going to deliver it in 5 to 7 steps. You can have one teleseminar per step. Usually I will do one teleseminar per step, and usually I'll do a getting started one at the beginning and an overview one to really get people into it. Sometimes I'll do one at the end. Basically, it's an after the fact, and where do you go from here? So, for example, my Before Be Gone program, which all of you have been through, we basically have 5 steps, right? We have 5 modules. And I have a getting started teleseminar, we have 5 teleseminars, and then we have a what to do next and how to incorporate this into your life. So that's a 7 teleseminar series. It's great to keep it to 7 or less teleseminars. A lot of people recommend that you keep it to 5, in which case you could have a 3-step process. It doesn't have to be 5 to 7. You can do a 3-step process if you want, and you can have 3 teleseminars with an intro one and then a Q&A at the end, giving you a 5 teleseminar series. Okay? Decide on a topic. We're back at the beginning. Within there, you have to decide on pricing. And what I find is when you're first starting out, you keep the prices so it's irresistible. And I find $97, $47 to be totally irresistible. Just depends on who your audience is, what you're giving them. You don't want to start too low, because then when you want to charge what you're really worth, it's harder to do because they've established that. Okay? So I started this one at $97 just because it was such a short period of time. I would not have started it at that low. I would have started it at $197 because of how much value they're getting in there. But I did that because I knew I just had a short window, and I was shocked at the results. So, you know, it may be worthwhile. I know there's a marketing guy here in Austin, and he likes to do tests to see what people are going to buy. He did a test where he created a program, and he did one sales page where it offered it for $97, and another one where it offered it for $197. Everything else was exactly the same. The one for $97 outsold the one $197 by 3 times. So he said, well, if I offer it for less, I get 3 times as many people. It's worthwhile to offer it for less. Whereas if he found that it was only, you know, 20% more people bought it for $97, he'd be better off doing it for the $197 and getting less people but more money. Well, then he decided to try something else. He offered the same program, $97, or 2 payments of $97. And the response was exactly the same. He split his list. He sent one group to one group to the other. The exactly the same $97 or 2 payments of $97, and the same number of people went for it. So there's something magical about, oh, it's not even, it's less than $100. I'm going to do this. Okay. Whereas if you were to say to them, well, I want to take you through a series of these 5 to 7 steps. We're going to do it over the course of 7 weeks, and we're going to meet once a week, and we'll meet for an hour. You couldn't charge them $97. You'd be making minimum wage. You'd be charging them more in the range of maybe, you know, $500 or more. It's a lot easier to say yes to $97 than $500. Okay? So that's a few things that I can share with you. Like I said, I'm trying to give you the highlights because this is actually, you know, a 7-part teleseminar series that we're putting down into one little spot. So I want to give you enough to get started, but I'm not going to be able to give you all the finer points about this, all the little details that you need to know. And maybe someday when my plate is not so full, I will teach you how to run a teleseminar series for people in our industry, because there isn't one out there like that. There's a lot of them that are out there for general, but you can learn a lot from the general ones. Like I said, the ones that I've looked at and like a lot are Lisa Sasevich and Bill Behrens. I have some resources. I'm not going to go through each of the resources in detail, but I will give you the resources and we'll have a page for it. I'm going to go through some of the resources, the biggest resources that I know about, and then I'm going to answer a lot of the questions. These are just some of the free services. FreeConferencePro.com is just audio. I can't tell you yes or no whether they do recordings, and they change all the time. And I may give you some resources, and these aren't going to work maybe. Free Conference Pro, maybe they went out of business. But you can go online in Google and you can type free teleconference or free teleseminar services and you'll come up with them and you can look. Free Teleconference Pro I gave you because I know people who've used it and I think I might have used it. No, I used free. No, I did. I've used it years ago when I first got started. The next one is anymeeting.com. And any meeting is a free webinar service. The ones that are free for webinar services usually have a limited number of people that you can get on, and they will show ads, and then you have to upgrade to pay more. Freeconference.com is another free one for just teleseminar, and freeconferencecalling.com is another one. But like I said, this is just a starting point. These are not things that I use right now or I can vouch for, but I just thought I'd give you a good starting point. So let's look at some of the paid services and some of the things that I use. InstantTeleseminar.com. That's the one that I use, like for a green cleanse, for example. And that's the one where you can call in and I can open up your lines, but I can't put you in a separate little meeting group like we can with Maestro. We'll talk about that in a moment. So Instant Teleseminar allows you to show slides now, but you have to convert the slide presentation to a PDF. Generally, what I do is I go to PowerPoint, I create the slides, all of these slides are made in PowerPoint, and then I do a save as PDF, and then I go to Instant Teleseminar, and they have a slides button that you can pick up, and you can just load up your slides. It's about $49 a month, so it's not cheap. I mean, you really have to be serious about doing teleseminars. The beauty of Teleseminar, too, is they will host all of your recordings. So if after you do a call, people just go to that same link, they can get that recording. You can also download the recording, and you can put it on your own site if you want. And we're doing that more and more these days. But we have literally hundreds of teleseminars in Instant Teleseminar, that if we ever decided that we were going to dump Instant Teleseminar, I would have to hire somebody to sit there for several hours and download all those audios so that I had them. Some of them, like I said, we've downloaded already. Others we haven't. The other disadvantages of Instant Teleseminar is you can record the video like this, but you can't edit it. So if there are bloopers, there are power outages, there are some things that go weird that you take time out, you can't edit it. Whereas right now, I'm recording this on a service called Camtasia right off my screen. And a lot of the stuff you've gotten in both ERSPC and ERC is stuff that I didn't do on the live conference. I just did it in my house and I just turned on my PowerPoint and my Camtasia and did it. Now, Camtasia is a $300 piece of software. You pay for it and you put it on your own computer. It's not a service that you have to pay for every month. And it's worthwhile. There are others that are lower price. I kind of got lured in because I tried it. I had tried some free ones and they were okay. And I tried it and I did it for the 30-day free trial. And I was so hooked. I loved it that I decided to pay the $300 for it. And it has been well worth it. I've gotten more than my money's worth from it. So we're getting ahead of ourselves. Go to webinar. I did that at first. If you were in my program, I think it was the gut healing program or assess your body program, and yeah, assess your body and gut healing. I use GoToWebinar for those. And GoToWebinar, though, has a very expensive. It's $100 a month. So, and it's beautiful. You can do a whole lot of stuff with it. You can get online and you can show your slides and you can change presenters so somebody else can show slides, but it's extremely expensive. PowerPoint and the Camtasia. So I know that Ghislaine asked about that earlier. Does that answer your question? Does that make it clear? It's PowerPoint on my computer and also Camtasia on my computer. Okay? And that records through a microphone. I need to have a microphone on my computer to be able to record that. And it gives me a file that I can then edit. GoToWebinar is something I have used in the past. It's a great service. And the problem is it's $99 a month. It's pretty expensive. What it does is allows you to show slides similar to what I'm doing right now. It allows you to have multiple presenters, which this would allow me to do too. I could set one of you up as a moderator, and then you could share your screen. So this service that I'm using now allows that as well. GoToWebinar allows actually screen control, like it's really great if you're trying to teach somebody something that you can take control of their screen and control their computer by taking control. So there's some advantages to it. The downside too to that was the recordings took a really long time to render in a format I could use, and then they were usually in a format like WMV, which just plays on Windows kind of machines. It doesn't play on Macs, and then I would have to go and edit those anyway. I'd have to take them into an editor and convert those. So even with GoToMeeting, I started doing this thing where I was using Camtasia and the slides anyway. But GoToWebinar is a great service, but it is pricey. We dropped it when we found out about iWowie. And iWowie is what we're using now. Now, you guys know that this is not without problems. I moved to it because it had so much promise. $20 a month, okay, much better than GoToWebinar. And I promptly dropped GoToWebinar when I signed up for iWowie. It cost me like $100 or $200 to join it at the beginning, but that was just 2 months of GoToWebinar, so no big deal. And then I paid $20 a month. It has been in its infancy stages, and it's had its ups and downs. I will say that it has been pretty stable recently. The outage we just had was not related to iWowie. It happened to be related to my own internet going down, which can happen. I don't know why it went down. It just went down temporarily and then came back. So iWowie allows you to show the screen. We'll do that in a bit. I can show you the internet. I can move around on the screen. It allows me to speak. It allows us to have up to, I think, 9 people that I can actually pull up. So if we wanted to have a conference where we all saw each other, I could do that. We're just recently experimenting with Google Hangouts to do a similar thing. And I didn't put it up here because it's a free service. I put it on the previous slide. It's a free service, but I think they do have now a paid version of it. Problem with Google Hangouts is it's not secure. So you can't keep people from going to it. If it's a paid program, it's publicly done. So we started to do that for our Healing Kitchen topics once a month. And we're allowing people in the public to come. And it actually is it's a good marketing thing, because we're just saying, come to our Healing Kitchen. And if you want to get the recipe guide, if you want to get the recording, if you want to do these every month, and if you want to get access to the library, you need to join our membership. And every time we've done that, we've only done it twice, but every time we've done it, we've got a bunch of people, you know, joining our trial membership for $20. So it's not a huge money maker, but in the long run, it will be if they stay and if they tell their friends about it. So iWowie is, you know, I'm not sure that I am recommending it. It's one of those things I signed up for because a friend told me about it. And it is a multi-level marketing thing. And so I signed up under her. And she said, well, you know, this is great because you can share it with all your practitioners. They'll be able to use it. And I said, yeah, that's great. It sounded wonderful. But it hasn't performed up to par yet. There are lots of others out there, and they're popping up all the time. So before you decide on a service, for a paid service, if you're going to go to the webinar range, do research at the time you're ready to do it, because it may be 6 months to a year from now before you're ready to do a paid webinar with slides. I don't know. So I would highly recommend that you redo the research at that point. The other thing that we use that's a paid service that is a combination of audio and of screen share is Maestro. Now, we haven't used the Maestro screen share yet, except for one time when iWowie was down, because it's a little bit more of a learning curve. But it is more similar to GoToWebinar in its interface. So that's on my list of things to check out, you know, when I get some spare time, is to see, because I'm already paying for the Maestro Conference video because they added it to the service. So let me tell you a little bit about Maestro Conference. Maestro is what you dial into. Maestro allows us to see everybody that's on the call, give a PIN number to everybody on the call, so their name shows up. So when I'm looking, I'm not just seeing caller, right, as I would be on Instant Teleseminar. Instant Teleseminar keys off caller ID. And a lot of times I'm talking to people on Instant Teleseminar and they're calling in on somebody else's line and I can't even tell what their name is. So, you know, that's the kind of thing. And when they listen on Instant Teleseminar, listen only, then I can't tell who's there. The beauty of iWowie and also GoToWebinar and Maestro is that there's this chat thing where we can talk back and forth. You can't get that on Instant Teleseminar. So we have this chat back and forth, and I can tell who's come on. With Maestro, you have to use your PIN number to get into even the online version of it. So you'll be hearing more about that as time goes on as I start to use it. But the real draw to Maestro is that you can break people up into groups. And if somebody's having trouble getting connected, I could have somebody, an assistant, on the line and pull them off into a separate group and help them with that. We can also do things like we've done on some of our calls where you can break up into groups and have people do these little focused groups working on a process together. So there's definite advantages to that. I also use Instant Teleseminar for some of my private coaching calls. And the beauty of that is we can both call in, so we can call in from anywhere into the Instant Teleseminar. We can chat, I can record that call, and then the person can play it back later. Because you know how it is when they're scrambling to take down notes, and they go, oh, what did she say there? And my notes aren't clear. And that gives them the ability to play their call back anytime that they want. So I usually use Instant Teleseminar for that as well. So there are literally many hundreds of calls on my Instant Teleseminar. But I think what I'm going to do is take you to instantteleseminar.com. Instant Teleseminar gives you a $1 trial for 30 days. So if you wanted to check it out, when you come to Instant Teleseminar, you can see how it works, and you can get a 21-day trial for $1. So if you wanted to check it out and you wanted to do a free teleseminar, you could do it. Do it with your friends. Just have fun with it. Sign up for one of these things and invite some friends and say, hey, come on to my thing. We're just going to chat. We're just going to talk to you about nutrition. I'm going to talk to you about gluten. I'm going to talk to you about your adrenals. Whatever topic you like, just call some friends and check it out and play with it and get comfortable with it. That's what I would recommend that you do. So what I'm going to do is log in. So it logs me in automatically, and it logs me into my dashboard. I'm in the My Events panel, so I'm going to click on one of these events, which is one of them that's coming up. So Green Cleanse coming up in September. We've already got that in the schedule. We also do our team meetings, and we record those as well, just in case somebody can't make it or needs to play something back. So this is the screen, and I would set up an event. This is what the event looks like. I'll just show you one that's already set up. But if I was setting up an event, I'd go to event, date, time, and conference line. And then there's that you get to choose your date, you get to choose your time, you get to choose your duration, you get to choose the phone number, and usually we use this guest mode, 250 people. Then you set up the listening options, what the template looks like. They let you choose the different templates. We could do phone, including Skype plus webcast. We can do phone only, that includes Skype, or you can do the webcast only. So if you don't want to have people calling in, you just want to do it on the web and just give them a link, you can do it that way too. But you have to call in. And the only way for you to do it is for you to call in. And what they do is they call in as a separate caller, and the microphone is there, and they record it. And then you can set up your template. If you're going to be, I don't know what this share is. I think if you're doing publicly, you can actually do something with Facebook, but I've never used that. And the other thing is if the event's going to use slides, you say yes. If it's just going to be straight talking, you say no. Okay, and then there's a question submission form, and we say yes, require the email on there, because if somebody asks a question and we don't get to the question, we want to be able to get back to them. And then you can either make the event public or private. This one is set up as public. I'm not sure why. Some of them we set up as private. For all of my coaching calls, I make them private, and I give the person a very specific password, and that's the only way they can get at the recording. And right now, there's nobody on there. But I'll typically see the type, so it'll tell me if it's Skype, the caller, that would be the phone number, the name, if we know it, city, state, if we know it. Now, usually they try to go by caller ID. If the person doesn't have caller ID, it'll say unknown. Hand here is if they put their hand up, you'll see a little picture of a hand, and that knows they have a question coming in. You can mute the line or keep them open. You can control the volume. And then I can make the call interactive where everybody can talk to each other, lecture only, where they are all muted, but they have to raise two to raise their hand. I can make it a Q&A type where the guests are muted, but you can unmute yourself, or a party line where everybody can talk and no host is required. So this is all with the phone and the phone controls that you have. So that's basically Instant Teleseminar. Let me show you one more thing with the slides. My slides, I'm clicking on that. And you'll see I have this big list of slides, right? A huge list. Cafe call, adrenal call, green cleanse. A lot of calls I've done in here. I have a lot of slide presentations loaded up here, and there's more. All right. So I basically can pick up a set of slides. If I want to add one, I upload it here. And I view it here. And then you can see what the slide looks like. And so that's my slide. So it lets you preview. And then you can add a new presentation. Okay. And then when I'm going in to do it, and this is just, you're not going to remember this until you actually do it. But if I go back in there to this page, and I want to actually load up the slides, there's a little thing over on the side here. It's not showing right now, but over on the side here, it'll just say, click to show slides that are associated with that you want to show during this presentation, and then it'll show the slides. So that's Instant Teleseminar. All right, so the other thing,
iWowie,
like you can find out more about iWowie here. One tool does it all. It tells you all the things that it can do. Only thing is it doesn't do all the things that it says. But I've been using it just because I'm used to it, and it's been stable for the last few months. And it just takes a lot of time for me to review. But they show you the iPad and the iPhone, but this platform doesn't show very well on the iPhone and the iPad. It doesn't do a very good job of that. You basically go in the background. I log in. And click on video conference, and that's my video conference. I only have one now. I used to have a separate one for each program, and they would let you have a password for each one, and they don't notice it doesn't ask you for a password anymore because there's no way to put a password on it anymore. So you basically set this up, and then I click start meeting, which I'm not going to do right now because I'm already in one, and then this window opens up. I tested out Google Hangouts for doing slides and screen share, and it's so far superior in terms of how quickly it refreshes. I could click on whiteboard, and instead of the slide showing, you're going to see a whiteboard coming up. It's just going to turn white, and then I can write on that. I can use either text or a pen, and I can write on there. You can show documents, so I can load up documents and show that. So that's the iWowie. And the third one is this Maestro conference. And Maestro conference is what we're doing on the phone. And I'll tell you a little bit about Maestro conference. The thing I like about Maestro is it's breakout groups, easy access, and desktop sharing. So I'm going to be probably moving away from this iWowie and into the Maestro conference once I have a chance to play around with it. But desktop sharing it allows, and it allows for showing slides, and it allows for the chat. And that total is $99 a month, the version that I have, which has everything. So I'm paying the $99 a month, plus I'm paying the $20 a month, when really I could be just paying the $99 a month. So it's about what I was paying for the GoToWebinar, but I have a lot more advantage of the way that the breakout groups and all that. These services cost a bunch of money. You're better off starting with the free services and just do it. So the steps for you right now, the action steps that I would like you to take, is number one, what is it that you'd like to talk about? Number one. Number two, who would you like to talk to? Start with a small group, a close-knit group of people that you know. Outline your talk. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the role of gluten in ADD? Or do you want to talk about how to make a green smoothie? Anything you want. Use one of these. So sign up for one of these services. The free ones. Create an idea for a talk and invite your best friends to come. That's it. That'll get you over your stage fright. And then really do it seriously. This is how I did my first food prep class in my house. I just invited my friends. And I did it on a donation basis. I said, donate towards the food. People paid. It came up to $80. It covered what food I know I'd made. And they loved it. And I thought, wow, I could do more of this. And there were like 8 or 9 of them that showed up. And then from there, I started to move out. And I started to invite other people. I started to invite the friends of friends and soccer moms and people that I knew through the preschool moms club. And I just started talking to people and inviting them. And it was pretty amazing. So you can do this, but you can do it with a teleseminar. Invite some people and talk. Create an outline. Just make slides or just have an outline in front of you. Speak to them about it. Open it up for Q&A. Get a feel for how it works. Once you've done that and you feel confident and comfortable doing that, then you can go on to creating it for more people. If you're going to do that, you have to have the moving parts in place if you want to do it right. You should have some place where you could collect their names. It could be a free or a paid mail service. You could be MailChimp. It's free. So look into MailChimp. It's free. You can collect people's names. But if you don't have a blog or a website, where are you going to collect them from? So get the website set up. Get the blog set up. I don't think you can do an opt-in on a blog that is like a hosted one, like a WordPress hosted one or a Blogger hosted one. I think you have to have it on your own website. But it's not that hard to do. And if you need instructions, I'm going to give you a step-by-step in a document that'll be on the page. If you need more, I'll give you resources to look for more. Just do it. Now, the other thing I highly recommend you do is get in touch with me and let me know about a radio show. What's a topic that I can interview about? Probably 20 minutes all told when you think about the intro and then the exit. You really have to talk for 20 minutes. You give me questions. I'll ask you. If you get stuck in your fumbling, I'll fill in the gaps because I don't want anybody to have stumbling. So I'll just fill it in. No problem. You might get stage fright and nothing comes out. I can talk for 20 minutes. No problem. So it's really a no-risk thing. Write to me. Say, this is what I'd like to talk to you about. And you'll get exposure. Right? The radio show gets exposed to the 15, 18,000 people on my mailing list when we send out our newsletter each week. So it gets exposed for 2 weeks because we send it out. This is the upcoming radio show, and the next week we say this is the previous radio show. It gets hits all the time because it's right embedded in my blog, and my blog gets a lot of traffic. So if you want to get your name out there, if you want people to know about you, how did you get your first few paying clients? Well, my first few paying clients I got through my friends, basically. I was at school, and in school, I had to go into clinic. And in clinic, I had to get, like, I don't know, 100 visit hours. So what I did was I just talked to friends. I said, look, oh, it'll cost this much. It's only $50. You can come into the clinic. I'll do an uptake on you. You'll get this and that. And so I did. And some of those I then approached when I graduated. I said, hey, I've graduated and I've opened my own practice, and would you like to come in? And some of them did. I talked to people and networked, and you let people know what I did. And I didn't have a booming practice of 50 people a day like a lot of people when they get out of chiropractic school, but I never wanted that. I never wanted that. I didn't want more than 6 or 8 people coming in a day. And over time, I got that. And I didn't work every day. It's just a matter of talking to people. You get a business card made so you can share that. You can go to networking groups. I gave you all this a couple months ago, how to do that. Okay? Online. If you want to get started online, just start doing free teleseminars and telling everybody you know and blogging about it and doing guest posts on other people's blogs and telling people about your free teleseminars. On your free teleseminars, you can offer a free consultation, which is a strategy session. And in that strategy session, you can talk to people about their health issues and really connect with them and let them see the vision of what their life could be if you help them fix their problems. And then you make them an offer of a program with you or a session with you, a paid session. So it's not that hard. And you can use teleseminars to get consultations with people to invite them in to be private clients. But content, I just gave and I gave and I gave. And it came back to me, but not immediately. Okay? I gave. I called people who had interest. I went, wow, look at that. Somebody had a newsletter, or I saw that people had radio shows that they were interviewing people in the health field. And I contacted and I said, hey. And I got turned down a lot, but then I got asked. I sent an email to Kevin Gianni's team. I said, how do you get on his show? He interviews a different expert twice a month. I said, how do you get on his show? He said, oh, here, let's get you on. You know, I sent them my resume, told them what I could talk about. It was like 9 months away, but I went for it. You know, I contacted people who had people that could be interested in what I would do. And I grew the list and I grew the list. So it's really a matter of getting out there. It's really a matter of being, really going from a place of service, that you are there for them, that you can support them, let them see the possibility of what life would be like if they weren't pulling their hair out all day long because they don't know what to make their kids, if they weren't exhausted all the time because their adrenals are burned out. And there you go. You could talk about raw food detox, right? There's a lot of things you could talk about. Just see what you talk about and what you're passionate about. All of you, what are you passionate about? You can contact people who you think might have overflow and say, hey, see that you have a busy waitlist practice. I would love to help you with that. See that said, I did a guest article on your blog but didn't get any response. Well, you didn't offer anything for free. You didn't say, come to my website and download your free report about iodine and breast cancer or whatever it was. Yeah, you did a guest blog, but you don't have the opt-in, right? You don't have the place for people to go. Ghislaine has an opt-in. You would probably get people to go there. Do a guest article and say, for more great recipes like this one, if you have a recipe, for more great recipes like this one, visit this particular place. Okay, you don't just do one guest article and expect to get responses. You have to have the systems set up in place. You're not going to write an article on my blog and have somebody so impressed with your article that they're going to call you up and say, I want a free consult. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. You've got to give them good content. You've got to show them your expertise. You've got to show them that you've got some expertise that's worthwhile. All you have to do is do something that's going to lead somebody to want your freebie. And they'll get you on the list. And then it's up to you when you get them there to have them feel really great. You have to tell them what to do next. Don't expect them to know. If you liked this article, visit my website at blah, 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 and download my free report that gives you, or my 3 recipes that help give you lots of iodine to support your breasts. It's called a call to action. These are the things you need to do. And it'll take some time. I got out there, I just started giving a whole bunch of free webinars. And people would tell their friends, and the next thing you know, I had people from all over the world. Because I was giving good free content. And then people wanted more. Well, I don't want just an hour of your time. I want to know more. I want to dig in deeper. And then they started paying to sign up for it. You can't just expect to be put on my blog once and not have a call to action and get a bunch of people hammering to come to you. You need to do more than that. So you do the blog. Oh, and then you do a radio show. And then they see you over on somebody else's blog. I gave you lists of places where you could do guest blog posts. You can write one blog post. You can change the name of it, change it a little bit, and submit it in various different places. But you always have to have a call to action. One thing I don't know if I mentioned it a few months ago, but there's something called ezinearticles.com. You just write a 500-word article, you post it there, and you put a call to action at the end. And you post a gazillion of them. I once joined a program which was write an article a day for 30 days. And you write an article a day for 30 days and you get them posted. Then your name gets seen in Google. Then when somebody's typing in iodine and breast cancer, if that's what your topic is, then you're going to have so much content out there that you're going to jump to the top of Google and people are going to find you that way. That's the thing. It's not one thing. It's consistency, consistency, consistency. That's why I think doing these free teleseminars is a great way to get started. It's a fantastic way to get started. And let me just tell you about the offer for a free consultation. If somebody's never heard of you and they read an article and they get offered a free consultation, people have gotten smart with this free consultation thing. That it's more of a, oh, have a free consultation and you're going to try to convince me to work with you. You've got to give them something in addition to that. They have to know you a little bit more before they're willing to say yes to a free consultation. If I sent out something that says I'm offering 10 free consultations, I'd have them snapped up in no time. That's because I have these people, I've been giving them good information for a long time. Get yourself going. Start a newsletter, even if you don't have a lot of people getting it. Then you tell your friends, share this. Do you like this? Share it. Then in your newsletter, you can tell them about your seminars. This isn't just sit back and let the clients come. You got to do the work. You got to create content. You have to be valuable to people. And then they're going to flock to you. You have to be giving a lot of good information. Some of my mentors, they'll say, you do a whole teleseminar and you warm them up and you get them really like into what you're saying. And at the end of that, you offer a free consultation. You say, look, I've got 5 strategy sessions on how to improve your immune system so you don't get breast cancer. That's a really bad name, but you get the idea. You have this strategy session and you name it the Get Energy Quick Strategy Session. And we'll look at all the ways that you can improve your energy. How would that be? And we can strategize about what that's going to be. And then you do that with them. And there's a whole series. There's a course I took called Master of Enrollment, which taught me ways to present on those calls so that people did get excited about what I had to offer. Because I didn't have a good way of doing that before. And I just say, well, I give them all this information, and I say, well, if you want to keep working with me, we can. And they go, well, you just gave me enough information to keep me busy for the next 3 months, so I'll call you in 3 months. And they did it. Let's open Michaeline's mic. Okay.
Hi. A couple questions. One was on Google Hangouts, you mentioned that you could do the screen share.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if you could do that only, or is it, you know, what I've seen so far is that you have to have video of your.
No, you don't have to have yourself.
And
nope, you don't have to. You can just do that. And when you do that, they do something they call a blue box, where you can be on the screen and you can switch yourself there if you want to, but if you just keep the blue box around your screen share, that's all they see. So yeah, you can do it that way.
Okay. And then would all the rest of the stuff that we've been talking about for the screen share be the same?
In terms of
PowerPoint?
Yeah, I haven't done it there yet, but what you do is you actually tell them which window. Like, say you have 5 applications open on your system, they ask you which one do you want to show. So if you had PowerPoint open, you'd just say PowerPoint and then it would fill up the whole screen.
I see. Okay. But you would still have to do the recording of that, right? Because right now, does Google Hangouts do a recording or
if
no?
If you do a Google Hangouts on air, they record it, yes. It also becomes a YouTube recording, which you can then make a private YouTube recording that nobody can get to without the link. And then you can download that video as an MP4 from your YouTube.
Oh, okay. And that's all in the Google Hangout interface for the meeting?
Yeah, and it took a while to figure some of it out because there wasn't a lot of good documentation. It's best if you're on a wired internet connection. We just did the video, and we had the webcam kind of hooked up to a tripod, and filming me in the kitchen. But I could have alternated between, had I wanted to like show a picture that I, say I had photos of the things I was making, I could have flipped back and forth between the photos and then the real thing. Or I could have flipped to the recipe and shown the recipe on the screen. We haven't gone that far, but we may in the future to make it even better. The problem is you can't pay a fee right now so that you can make them private. So the live broadcast is public. I mean, you cannot tell anybody about it, and you can, if you don't have a lot of traffic, you're probably not going to get a lot of go-by traffic anyway. But actually, if you're doing the free teleseminars, you want to get drive-by traffic. You want people to just find you. And that's the beauty of it. It does go, you can make it go on YouTube, and then you can put good keywords in it. So if people are searching for natural breast cancer solutions or whatever, your Google video will come up.
The other thing I wanted to ask about is, given all the web gyrations that you've been going through lately with the site, I wondered if you had any changes relative to how you're hosting things and or the membership.
There hasn't changes to the membership. Our recent changeover was going from a service called Learner Pages to a service called HostGator. We are on what's called a shared account. And I think we've outgrown a shared account because there's some slowness to it. So we're looking into the possibility of getting what's called a virtual private server. You're a long way from that, and most of you will never get there unless you start to proliferate like I do and create thousands of hours of stuff. And we just have so much stuff on their website that it's slower than it should be. But as far as web hosts, I would stay away from Lunar Pages because they're completely uncooperative, and we were actually down for 48 hours. And finally, my web guy hacked into the back end to fix it because they didn't give us any access, and he figured out how to get in the back end and fix the problem. He told them what the problem was right at the first hour, and they didn't believe him, and they were going off on a tangent. We moved off of them. And then we moved on to a new one. But there's certain things that we're investigating right now to try to make it more effective. But you can get like what they call a baby account on HostGator for like $6 a month. It's supposed to be pretty good. I've heard really good things about it. And I just think that we are too heavily utilized for it to be really good to do that baby account anymore. And we're going to have to grow up.
And you're still doing all the video stuff on Bluehost?
Yeah, and that's a third account that we got where we just host our video. And this is getting to be a little bit more sophisticated, but a lot of people host their videos on Amazon S3, so they don't have to host it on their own web. You pay a fee for that. You pay a fee for the storage, but also for the bandwidth every time somebody watches it. Well, I looked into that, and I thought it sounded really scary to me to pay for how much people are watching them because I want to drive people to watch them a lot, and then it's going to cost me, and I don't have a ceiling on what I'm going to be paying. So we decided to get a Bluehost is another thing, and we wanted it to be separate from our main account so that it was more secure in case one went down. And all of our videos, audios, and now all of our PDFs are hosted over there on this Bluehost account. We don't run anything over there. We just put our links there. So it's like our version of Amazon S3, but instead of it being like who knows how much it's going to cost a month, it's just $6 or $7 a month, whatever we pay to Bluehost.
So on the membership, are you still using the same plugin, or have you guys changed, you know, because I know you said you were looking at that.
That plugin is here to stay. The one that we do, that's iMember 360. Because it interfaces with our Infusionsoft. So we're looking at ways to optimize performance on that because it's flaky. It's like sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. And so we're looking at that. We're also looking at moving that to a virtual private host so that it's more secure. It'll cost us a lot more money. Instead of $6 a month, it might cost us $70 a month. So we've been hesitating to put that out unless we're sure that the performance is going to be there. We have three separate web hosts right now. Well, actually, two of them are hosted on HostGator, and one of them is Bluehost. So we have our videos and audios and all there. And then on HostGator, we have a dedicated account just for the membership site. That's the Vibrant Living members site. And then we have our DrRitaMarie.com, which is on a second HostGator account. So, yeah, we're still looking into optimizing that, and there's a service that will do what a code audit where they'll go in and find like where you can improve your performance. And we're going to have that done on the membership site to speed that up.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. And these are things, as you grow, if you have a lot of content, you'll have to look at. But right now, you go to HostGator and do the baby account. I gave you all the links to that a couple of months ago when we did that blog one. And you get your stuff set up, and you just start writing, right? Just do a blog. For Ghislaine, I think she does have one, and doing recipes, because that's what she focuses on, is the food coaching. So write articles, and then you can go to other people's blogs, and you can sign up for forums, and you can route people there. You can look for conversations about some of the things you've written articles to, or that you've done a free teleseminar about, and you just say, hey, I got a free teleseminar about that. It's recorded, and you're welcome to go here. And then they go and they sign up, and you need to have an account with somebody that will help you sign up. So MailChimp, I heard, is very good, and it's free. And it's free up to a certain amount, and once you get past like 1,000 or 2,000 on your list, then you have to pay something. But research them. I'll give you names. I'll give you lists of what you can look at, and just find one that seems to work for you. There's several people that do this. Mary Didiano, who a lot of you have heard. I didn't even know that she had this going on, but until I saw her on the Karen Knoller promotional thing for International Raw Foods Day, she does it raw foods for bodybuilding. And she has a newsletter, and I happened to sign up to get her freebie on that thing, and now I'm on her newsletter. And it's awesome. She's doing a great job of it. And it's learning how to do those things that really makes a difference. So would you guys be interested bringing on people to do teleseminars who could tell you about some of these and how to do some of these services? Most of them are going to say, yeah, well, I have a service, you know, that you can sign up for. So they'll give you some free information, but they're going to do it in a smart way, and they will give you an offer, and that's okay. That's okay with me, because if that's where you want to go, that's where you want to go. I know I did that with Bill Barron last year, and he did Master of Enrollment, and a number of people on my mailing list said, wow, I want to do this. And they've been getting a lot of really good results with using his system. I had a friend of mine who does speaker training, and he came on and he did a nice talk on how to create your talk, and a number of people signed up for his program. You sign up for things, you got to use them, okay? But I'd be happy to set up some teleseminars with folks who can talk to you about specifics about doing some of this stuff, if that's of interest. So Bayari says yes, and Beverly says yes, Michaeline says yes. So, you know, I'll look into that. Charlotte Jacobs offered to do one on double your practice in 90 days. And she has a process that she teaches called heart selling. So it helps you to create the rapport with people so that you can get people into your private practice. So she offered to do that probably sometime in the fall. So there's a number of people that I have access to that I can bring in to help you get going on this business end of it. So there's lots that you can be doing. Who's going to schedule to do even just a free teleseminar and invite a few of your closest friends in this program? Support each other. Help each other get started with this. Help everybody feel confident. You've got to step out and do it, right? You're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to feel uncomfortable at first, but just do it. Just decide, what do I feel really confident talking about? What do I feel really confident talking about? If you want to do it, write me an email with a proposal of, this is what I want to talk about. Here's some questions that you can ask me. And if it sounds like something that I think would be appropriate for my audience, and I think that you're ready, then I will say, yeah. Thank you all for being here. It's been great, and we'll talk to you again soon. Mm-hmm.